This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Triple Captain. Here we are. Game week 8 is on the horizon. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, game week 8. Game, I've forgotten after all this exciting / not exciting international football. Oh, England last night against Hungary. My God, what has happened? I mean, I feel like England have set the bar extremely high for everybody now after the Euros and the Nations League and that sort of thing the year before. But against Hungary, oh, we should have won. Anyway, my name's Rich Wolfenden, football commentator, FPL podcaster, usually joined by my fellow FPL podcaster, Luke Jurdy, but he's away on fatherly duties today. But we are joined, as always, by... I don't know why we don't call you Background Ben anymore. It's just, it rolls off the tongue so well. Producer Ben joins us on the podcast. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. I'm Ben. I produce many podcasts. This is my favourite, of course, because I'm FPL-obsessed. Yeah. In the top 100k at the moment, yes. So I've dropped down slightly. I was top 50k, but I had a really bad week last week. But I'm still clinging. I'm 99,000 at the moment is my overall rank. So I'm clinging on in there. I didn't play my wild card this week, Rich. I was thinking about doing the wild card for the international break, but I didn't pull the trigger.
Okay, so but you've still got drafts lined up just in case you decide to do it on Friday or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to. I think it's too late. I like catching a wild card early and getting some price rises and that kind of thing. I need to pick your brain today because I really don't know what to do. I think there's quite a few people in the same boat. A lot of people were thinking of playing the wild card and then didn't because of the fixtures this week aren't too bad for a lot of teams.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, we've had a good week and a half to just sit and look at the apps on our phone and just go, yeah, I'd probably change that. And I think now on the news that Alexander-Arnold's fit, I think that's changed my week completely. Yeah, but anyway, just a reminder, at FPL Triple Cap.
That's the one.
On Twitter. Give us a follow. And our link to our Discord is on there as well. Honestly, if you need to just empty your mind of any FPL thoughts, get onto our Discord and at least one person is going to respond and answer your question or rate your team. Whatever it is, just do that. It's worth doing 100%. All right, let's do what we usually do then, shall we? So we usually do who we're transferring in, who we're transferring out, and who we're captaining. We'll keep it short this week as we've already done a post-game week 7 episode. Do you want me to go first with who's top of my shortlist?
Yeah, please do.
All right, so I've been wanting to get this guy in for weeks now. He's not had the best of seasons so far. He's had a good season, but I think with the run of fixtures that he's got coming up, you can't afford to not have him. 20% owned Rafinha of Leeds United is who I'm looking at. I mean, Luke's got him in his team. A lot of players in the top 100k have got them in his team, in their team rather, just because he's the main creator for Leeds United. His next three fixtures, which is what I consistently look at, and that's why I've got to pick Rafinha for this week. So this game week 8, they've got Southampton away. They then got Wolves at home. They then got Norwich away, which if you've got a player coming up against Norwich in the next 3 weeks, you've just got to keep hold of them because Norwich are honestly one of the worst Premier League teams I've ever seen. Then they've got three difficult games after that. They've got Leicester at home, Tottenham away, and Brighton away. But I think for the next three, Rafinha, you've got to transfer him in. And, you know, I said he's had a decent season. He's not had the worst season. He's got two in his last three Premier League matches. Those are against Newcastle and West Ham, who are pretty much the same calibre of team that they're playing over the next 3 weeks. So you'd like to think that Rafinha could deliver against them. Rafinha is top of my list. What do you think of Rafinha? Have you already got him, Ben?
No, I haven't. And a lot of people had him in from the beginning. I have always had a bit of a problem with Rafinha. Is that his stats are always very good and he's always in and around the action for Leeds. He's finishing for me just isn't good enough, Rafinha. Yeah. He misses so many chances. And I think because so many people have got him, I'm happy to avoid him. Obviously, if he bangs, and he will do, probabilities say he will bang and he'll get some goals this season. I don't think he's going to be one of the highest finishing midfielders this season. So I'm quite happy for him to be. He's 1 in 5 owned. 1 in 5 people own Rafinha. 20% ownership is quite high. I'm happy for those people to have him, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been my mindset for the whole of the season. But I just think with those next three fixtures, they just sit up quite nicely. And it's 6.6 million.
Yeah.
He's an easy transfer away from Benrahma, who's top of the list to get rid of this game week.
But again, Leeds are having a trickier season. They surprised everyone last season. It's a difficult second season for Leeds.
Yeah, you know? I mean, Bamford, has he got one goal this season? I think he's been pretty poor, hasn't he, this season?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a bit of injury troubles as well. But yeah. I'm not as behind Leeds. Like, I think I ended up with maybe even three Leeds players at the end of last season. I don't think I'm doing that again this season for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I mean, it was Dallas, Rafinha, Bamford, wasn't it, through the spine of your team? Like, that was a good spine last season, but yeah, this season not so much. But speaking of teams coming up from the Championship, I'm looking at Brentford as well. Yes. It's a toss-up really this week between who to bring in from Brentford. Well, maybe not necessarily right away this week because they've got Chelsea at home.
Two games at home. They've got Leicester, Chelsea this weekend, and Leicester next weekend.
Yeah, and then they've got Burnley away, and then Norwich at home. And like I said, Norwich at home. You know, it's just tasty fixtures, which is what you want. So Ivan Toney's been brilliant for me this season. I'd love to get Ivan Toney in, but I just don't see how I can get him in ahead of other transfer targets that I've got. But if you're looking for a cheap option in midfield, only 1.6% owned, Brian Mbeumo, he looks like such good value. There's a lot of love for him on Twitter as well at the moment. Yeah, he's involved in so much. He's had the most big chances at Brentford this season, and he's had the most shots, more than Ivan Toney. I think he's got two goals to his name as well. Like, he's had a decent start to the season. But like I said, it might have just come a week too early for Brian Mbeumo. But if you want to get in ahead of the curve, it makes sense to do so. I think his XG per game is something like 2.3 as well, which is really, really good for a £5.5 million midfielder. So he's second in the list behind Rafinha. But yeah, Brentford, I've got a few options.
You know what? Ivan Toney's gone up in price this week, and I think it's because a lot of people are bringing him in on a wild card. He had a very slow start to the season. He did get 12 points against Wolves in game week 5. The last 2 weeks, 5 against Liverpool, 2 against West Ham away. But don't forget, Ivan Toney, he was absolutely front and centre of everything that Brentford did last year. Was he Championship top scorer? He was, wasn't he? Yeah. And you know what? He's had, in those games where, I mean, I just said it about Rafinha, but I feel like Tony's been unlucky to not bring home more points already. So he's been in my team since the very beginning, and I'm going to keep him there. 6.4 million. Like, I think he's great if you're looking at Brentford. But yeah, this weekend is Chelsea, then Leicester, but then they've got Burnley, Norwich, Newcastle, Everton, Spurs, Leeds, Watford, Man United, Southampton, Brighton. So that's Brighton game. That's their Boxing Day fixture. That is a lovely run of fixtures for a team who really look like... I mean, they're doing a Leeds. They're doing exactly what Leeds did last year.
They're playing exciting football. They've got a great manager. They've got, obviously, Toney, the best penalty taker in the world, as his manager calls him. And Mbeumo's just a great little, you know, sidekick, almost. He's like Robin to Batman, isn't he, basically? But yeah, he's a good option. But well, both Toney and Mbeumo. But for me, Mbeumo's just ahead of him, because he's about £1 million cheaper. And I desperately need to get rid of this triple West Ham. And it's got to be either Benrahma or Bowen to go this week. Moving on to other options that I've got my eyes on. Strikers. I don't even think about this. What do you think about Adam Armstrong of Southampton? £6 million.
I think he might have an injury. I think he might. There's a bit of a question mark over Adam Armstrong, I think. Keep talking about why you like him, and I'll double check.
Yeah, so I like Adam Armstrong because he, despite being in a pretty basic Southampton side, has had the 6 most shots in the Premier League this season. He's only scored one goal, and that was on the opening day, so he's in a bit of a dry run at the moment. But if you look at the next 5 fixtures, again, they're pretty tasty for Adam Armstrong. And if you've got a striker who's just having loads of shots, he's going to score more likely against the worst teams than he is the better teams. So they've got Leeds.
I'm wrong. Adams is Adams from Southampton. He's got,
Adams is injured. Yeah. Okay. So even more of a chance that he's going to start as well than Armstrong. Yeah. So they've got Leeds, they've got Burnley, they've got Watford, they've got Aston Villa, and then they've got Norwich. And if you've got a striker who's having the 6th most shots in the Premier League, it just looks tasty. But the only asterisk next to his name is that he's not scoring at the moment, which is the only concern. But I know they've had difficult fixtures. You know, they've had Chelsea and Manchester City in recent weeks. But those fixtures look good for Adam Armstrong.
You've got to decide. It's him or Tony, isn't it, really, in that kind of third striker slot?
Yeah, absolutely. If I had a wild card, I would probably look to bring in Armstrong. He's a good option. If you want to get a great differential in, what percentage is he owned? Let's have a quick look. So he's 6 million. He's only got 21 points at the moment, but he is owned by 2.7% of players, and that's a great opportunity to get in ahead of everybody else. He's only missed 17 minutes of Premier League football all season as well, so you know he's going to start. He's a great option. And if you want to have a gamble, why on earth not try Adam Armstrong? So my last selection, I think we spoke about this on the last pod or the pod before that, was Romelu Lukaku. He should be scoring. I don't know what it is. He's not having the opportunities. I don't know whether it's just because he's being targeted by opposition defenders or anything like that, but he just doesn't seem to be getting the opportunities at the moment, Lukaku. But if you were to cherry pick four fixtures from the Premier League for Chelsea to play against, they'd probably be the next four teams they're playing. They've got Newcastle, Burnley, Norwich and Brentford. Like, they are four good fixtures for a team that are looking to, you know, win at least one trophy this season. 11.7 million for old Romelu. And those four fixtures, just tasty. And at some point, you know, he's just going to switch it on. But at what point is that going to be is the big question.
I don't know, man. Like, currently, Lukaku owners are looking at a triangle 75% chance of playing because of a muscle injury.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah, but also, I mean, the chat is about Werner. He got his goal against Southampton before the international break.
Yeah, he did. It was a decent goal as well, that. Be interesting to see if he'll be able to keep it up. He's one of them players who you find it hard to hate, Timo Werner, because obviously he was good in Germany and he plays well for the national team, Germany as well. But yeah, I mean, looking at Lukaku, I'd expect him to start if he was fit. And those four fixtures are decent. What about you? Who are you looking to bring in?
Well, if wildcard-wise, if I was doing it, I'd be looking to pack it with Arsenal players at the moment, to be perfectly honest. Starting at the back, since Ben White's come back from injury in game week four, they've kept three clean sheets in four games. Obviously great for Ramsdale too. But not only that, their midfield options, Saka, I think he's 6.3 at the moment. Smith Rowe is less than that. He's 5 point something. Smith Rowe obviously got man of the match during the international break, playing very well, on form. I feel like, and Luke's been saying this for ages, that Arsenal had a dodgy start, but they were going to turn it around. I think Arsenal will continue to do pretty well over these next few fixtures. In terms of the fixtures that they've got coming up, they've got Crystal Palace this weekend at home, Villa, Leicester, Watford, then Liverpool at Anfield in the middle of November, Newcastle. Yeah, they've got a good few weeks now where I think that they'll perform much better than they have done. And I really like those young English lads at Arsenal. Saka, Smith Rowe, like, they're cheap and I reckon they're worth a punt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had Ramsdale and White double up for the last two game weeks. And yeah, they're not the most exciting team going forward at the moment. They do look good, like you say, with Smith Rowe and Saka. And even Aubameyang's come back into form a little bit. But you know, decent teams, good teams, are based off of a solid back line. And, you know, if Arteta seemingly has fixed that, then, you know, it's promising for their attacking returns and in the future. But, yeah, I think because they've got quite a lot of affordable defenders, it's worth having at least one Arsenal player in your back line. I think Ramsdale's gone up a little bit over the last couple of weeks, but I think White is still at 4.4. Tomiyasu seems to be the regular in at right back as well. And then obviously Tierney's the one who makes the chances from the left back berth. But yeah, no, I really do like Arsenal. I'd love to get Saka in. If I was to have a wild card this week, I'd be getting in Saka for sure. Just, he looks exciting. He was a bit disappointing for England against Hungary, but then again, England in general were quite disappointing. But yeah, I'd be looking to get Saka in on a wild card, because like you say, like, the value that he is pretty good.
I'm also looking at bringing Trent back in. I took him out and changed him for Rudiger when he was injured. That didn't work out at all. Should have gone for Aspilicueta. I had the money because obviously Trent's really expensive. I should have just put Dave in. Didn't. Dave then goes on a mad one.
That's how it goes.
So I think I'm going to bring Trent back in. I mean, they've got Watford this weekend, United, Brighton, West Ham, Arsenal, Southampton, Everton, Wolves, Villa. I like to look at things up until Christmas.
The derby's
Newcastle,
coming up.
Spurs. Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, not good. Even though we're playing all right, it's the worst day of the year.
although I am also thinking, obviously, Luke is very much into bringing in City players for this week against Burnley. The aggregate score is something like 45 for all the games that Man City and Burnley have played in the Premier League. They absolutely smash them every time they play. And it's at the Etihad. I've got Grealish already in. I'm actually thinking, do I take a little gamble this week? So I've had a disappointing week last week. And I know that the sensible thing to do is to therefore, you know, what's the word? The sensible thing, therefore, is to consolidate, yeah. But I actually think I'm going to take a gamble. And I think I might bring in Ferran Torres this week. He hasn't played the last three games in the Premier League for City. I think a little gamble for Torres might be what I'm going to do this week.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Luke Jurdy role here and say, Ben, think about what has got you to the position you're in at the moment.
I know.
It's doing the less exciting transfers. Yeah. It's doing, you know, what should be done. But Rich Wolfenden says, go for it, because I love a gamble. I love a gamble and taking, you know, a punt on a player like Armstrong. Like, I really want to get in Armstrong. But you could do that with Torres. I don't know if he started in the week for Spain or not, but I think he usually does. But, yeah. It could well be a gamble that pays off, and I'd love it to pay off for you.
Torres did start for Spain when they lost to France in the Nations League.
Then again, Sterling started for England in their draw against Hungary, so he might be rested as well.
Yeah, he got two goals on their game against Italy, Torres, so he's on form.
Oh, don't say these things. You're bringing him into my mind now.
I mean, and he started off on the right as well. I mean, I don't know. Should we talk about who to get out? I mean, for me, it's quite simple. There's just quite a lot of injuries after the international break. Rudiger's done his back, apparently. Varane isn't likely to come back for a couple of weeks. Maguire. Jota's got a triangle. Maguire Dean has got a triangle as well. Lukaku, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, lots of injuries in there. Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, the Jota one, he sounds like he had an injury, but it wasn't a bad one because he's still training, Jota.
Right.
And I don't know what the deal is with Firmino at Liverpool. But I think I'll still keep Jota in my starting 11. Just with the hope that he's fit to start. And if not, maybe Livramento will come off the bench against Leeds, which will be all right. But yeah, the players I'm getting rid of, disregarding that list that you've just read out. Benrahma, his stats are starting to slip. And we've mentioned this when he was in his goal scoring form, like he was performing way high and above what his stats were showing. And he's still quite high owned, I think like 33% or something like that, still own Benrahma. And I'll be able to make 0.1 million profit off him. And I think he's gone up 0.6 since the start of the season, which is an incredible price rise. But his performance is slipping. And I think Everton away could be a difficult fixture for him as well. And I think my free transfer is going to be getting rid of him, to be honest. So he's top of the list of players to get rid of. Just West Ham in general, to be honest. I think they've got a difficult running. I'll probably keep hold of Antonio just for now, just because, you know, he is their main goal threat. Bowen, he can probably go as well, in all honesty. But yeah, then I don't know about other players to get rid of. What about you?
I'm having a quick look. And when did Brazil last play? So Friday, yeah, okay. So I've just got sourcing. It's worth having a look at the international fixtures because Brazil are actually playing on Friday. They play Uruguay on Friday. And obviously, you know, when you're looking at people like Alisson, people like Firmino, it probably affects Liverpool more than others. But, you know, they're not going to play, are they, at the weekend if they played on Friday? Just have a little look at it's annoying, the international breaks, because it's boring. Mm. But also it's annoying because you do have to do some moves that are, you know, not necessarily moves that are building for the future of your FPL team as we go through these game weeks, but, you know, just immediate fixes that you need to do because there are quite a few risks of no points just because of the circumstances of being away for the international break. So it's almost like a plaster week, isn't it? It's like, it's not the transfer I want to make, but I've got to because of the internationals.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And like you said just a minute ago, that list of yellow triangle players, like it's large because of the international break. You know, they'll be fit again in a week or so's time. They probably just need an extra week off just to recover from a bruised foot or, you know, a slightly stretched hamstring or something like that. But yeah, I mean, if you've had players who have got that triangle, you know, wait until Friday, 5 o'clock when all the transfer, when all the media conferences have taken place, and you don't want to be jumping the gun on anything yet because we still are in that international break at the moment. Players haven't returned to their clubs yet to play for them. So just wait. Just try not to think too much about the price rises unless, you know, it will completely sabotage your week.
But do you think that with this, because how many Brazilian players have Liverpool got?
Firmino, Fabinho, Alisson. Becker.
Does that mean Rafinha, obviously?
Rafinha, I'm definitely going to be waiting.
I'm thinking, actually, because I was thinking of getting rid of Ismael Assar for Watford. Mm. But, against a Liverpool team with, it would be Keller in goal, won't it?
Yeah, who's, not anywhere near Alisson's standard.
I might keep Sarring for one more week,
It could be a shout. I think Watford's a bit of a gamble first week with their new manager, Ranieri, in place.
Yeah, but
Who knows what shape they're going to play. That's it, though. But it's strange because you usually get a new manager bounce when, the team have been playing particularly bad and they're like, can't wait for the manager to go and they finally get the new guy in so everyone's happy. Like with Newcastle now with their owners, which I can't believe it's taken us this long to mention, by the way. it didn't feel like it was like a crisis at Watford when it happened. So
yeah.
I think they'll just feel like they're going through it again. So I don't know how much of a new manager bounce is actually a thing at Watford. Might be one of the few places in the world where there's not a new manager bounce.
But he's one of those managers that comes into the dressing room and surely, like, out of any manager in the world, you'd really want to make him happy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's got charisma, hasn't he?
Oh, God. Buckets of it. Love him.
Dilly ding,
one of my favourite ever managers. Yeah. Who's the captain then?
Before we get onto the captain, though, I know he's not here, but via the magic of the voice note, we can hear from Luke Jerdy. Luke, what do you have to say?
That was slick.
Yes, lads. Apologies, I can't be there for recording. I'm on father duties, as I'm sure you can understand. So I thought I'd give my thoughts on who to pick, who to drop, and who to captain. Triple Captain Extra will be back very soon. But as I'm sure you can appreciate, I've been on paternity and just getting used to my new family. But it will be back, rest assured. So who to pick this week? I've got a few players. Chelsea fullbacks, Ben Chilwell and Reece James would be my choices. I think it might sound a little bit like, oh, now Chilwell's in favour, we should pick Chilwell, before it was Alonso. So there's no guarantee of starts here. So I would always just pick either one of the Chelsea fullbacks and pair them with either a Rudiger or a Diaz for safety of starts. Or if you've got Cancelo, then I would favour not having a Chelsea fullback because you've got the security of starts from a Rudiger or a Diaz. But Chilwell and James are both on my watch list. Cancelo is also on my watch list. The main players that I think you should pick this week are from City. They've got that brilliant fixture against Burnley, which we have spoken about. Ferran Torres is on the watch list, although he has played a lot of minutes for Spain. So it would be a little bit of a risk to pick him. Again, it could be worth the risk if you've got good cover. But getting a City asset in for that Burnley game is going to be my top priority, whether that's Cancelo or whether it's a City attacker. I will favour a City attacker and I will most likely captain a City attacker if I bring them in. Who to drop? I'm looking at Luke Shaw. United still don't look comfortable at the back. They haven't for a very, very long time. Not really since Solskjaer took over have clean sheets been anywhere near as much as they should be, even with Varane. So Shaw isn't getting the clean sheet points. He's also not getting the attacking points at the moment. Having said that, he's still creating some chances. He's still dangerous. He's still on set pieces. So he could get the odd assist. But the clean sheet potential isn't there at the moment, and I fully expect Leicester to score against United. I will, however, be most likely keeping Ronaldo. Lukaku had an injury concern, and I actually think the Leicester fixture isn't too bad attacking-wise for United. They tend to score goals against Leicester, and Leicester have been conceding, although they could have Johnny Evans back. Ronaldo would probably be my third choice of captain. Of course, the other captain choice is Mo Salah, but I feel like doing things a little bit differently this week by captaining a City attacker if I bring one in. If I don't bring one in, a captain will, of course, be on Mo Salah, although it's that dreaded 12:30 kickoff away at Watford, who have now got Ranieri in charge. But yeah, they are my main options this week. Luke Shaw would be the one I'd drop. And I'm just checking my watch list if there's anyone else to mention. Huang would be the other person that I'd mention. I think if you're on a wild card, he could be worth getting on early with Wolves' fixtures being good. Really cheap enabler, 5.5 million. There was a great thread on Twitter from somebody that Late Riser retweeted, so check that out if you can, about Huang. But it could be one of those players where there's a train, we all get on it, so do you want to get on it early? I think if there's little risk to your team with a 5.5 million striker, I think he could be a great option. But yeah, enjoy the football being back, and hopefully I will be joining you again next week.
Luke's great advice there. Obviously, Manchester City players is what you want. All right, so let's talk about captains then. Ben, who's your captain this game week?
I've got two premiums in my team. I've got Mo Salah and I've got Ronaldo. I am torn between Salah and Ronaldo. I think that Ronaldo, obviously, he didn't get many minutes against Everton. He got 33 minutes and he only got 1 point. I had the captain's armband on him last week, so that was annoying.
Painful.
But you know what? It's Ronaldo, like we always say. He did start off with 13 points this season. Well, when game week four, when he joined United, when they beat Newcastle 4-1. He then, the next week, he got his goal again. He was disappointing, of course, against the mighty Aston Villa. He only got 2 points. I feel like Ronaldo's due, and I do feel like Leicester are a bit all over the place at the moment. So I especially with Liverpool's changes they're going to have to put out, I think Salah is the obvious option for a lot of people against Watford, although it is away. I think Ronaldo against Leicester is going to be my captain.
Yeah, no, it's a good shout. They did have a fair few chances against Everton, though, Manchester United. They just didn't take them. Ronaldo, though, I think he only got one opportunity, which was from a narrow angle. And I don't know whether that lies in the creativity behind Ronaldo. Like, it's not so much Ronaldo's fault that he's not getting these opportunities. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like, he can't surely go three Premier League games without a goal. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, it's not possible, is it? But yeah, no, Ronaldo's definitely a good shout. Who's coming up against, you know, it's a team who just seem to be in disarray. Like Leicester's back line, like when you saw that they signed Vestergaard in the summer, I was like, yeah, they're gonna be good. Like, Soyuncu and Vestergaard, that is an absolute perfectly made Premier League centre back pair in that. But yeah, they've not been at it, weirdly. So yeah, that could be a good shout. I'm going with Salah. I think last week especially just hit home that Mohamed Salah just needs to have the armband every week. He scored in his last five Premier League games, scored in the Champions League for Liverpool as well. He's just on fire, and he's probably up there with Aguero as the best fantasy football asset of all time. And against Watford, I don't know what their record's like away to Watford, but I know at Anfield they always end up beating them like 5-0 or something like that. So for that reason, I've got my captain's armband on Mohamed Salah. But yeah, that's about it then, really, isn't it? There's nothing else to say. At FBL Triple Cap, get us on Twitter, and just go on, join the Discord, honestly. It's good. It's wholesome and helpful, and it's just a nice little community we have in there, isn't it? And if you ever have any questions, just sling it in there, and someone will get back to you, definitely. Any more, Ben?
No, good luck, everyone, for game week 8. I'm going to try and stay in the top 100k.
Yes.
I like it there. It's warm, it's comfortable, and it makes me happy.
All right, good luck, everybody. See you soon.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we just wanted to let you know a bit more about us.
Sound Rebel produced this podcast. and we work with all sorts of personalities to help them engage with their current audiences.
We work with actors, football commentators, comedians, personal trainers, radio presenters, hello, influencers, and even world record holders.
So, if you've got an audience but don't have a podcast, get in touch with us.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and take your place in the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world.